is emotion. Poetry is he-motion. Poetry is her-motion. Poetry is hurt-motion. Poetry is heart-motion. Poetry as a notion. Poetry was an ocean. Poetry is commotion.
Hello, everybody. I'm Stephen Pitters, and welcome to the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, you know who you are and you know who I am, so you know it is time for you to reset and enjoy some poetry, prose, and at times music here at KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. This is Thin Air Community Radio, and we are on the stream at www.kyrs.org. Where the young, the old, and the in-between gather to share their thoughts, feelings, and emotions. My special guest today is the great musician Maxie Ray Mills. Maxie, welcome to the show.
Good to see you, Stephen. How are you this evening?
I am right here and doing fine. Okay, as folks know, the mission of the Spokane Open Poetry Program is to make available to poets and others the opportunity to share their works and literary and music skills. But Maxie, before we get started, it's time for the thank you minute. So is there anyone you'd like to give a shout out to?
Oh, yes, of course. All the musicians that I work with, a couple of bands, Blues Fuse and... Gosh, I can't even remember the other one. That happens to you sometimes.
That's
Steve
what I was
Sackett
saying.
Is a guy that I work with most of the time. And of course, all the kids at my school at Shiloh Hills Elementary.
All right, give a shout out to Shiloh Hills. All right, okay. Okay, I'd like to do a quick shout out to some folks around here. Sarah and my good friend Zan, as well as my other good friend Jody. Okay, that having been said, I'm going to start us off. I'm going to do a poem that I've been working on, and then we'll come back and turn the show over to my special guest, Maxie Ray Mills. This particular piece is called To Be Saved. I have a meeting with a certain season. It is the rendezvous in the arms of death. It is a cold feeling sprinkling its reason for doing what it thinks best, like presiding over a funeral, dressed in dark shrouds, uttering non-consoling verses whose quotations are written in a rigidly bound Bible that doesn't refute who wants to die. Each step I made, with it I strive not to stumble. Over time, however, this was difficult. The battle to outwit the growing conflict increased, nevertheless, its ferocity. For a while, we appeared to be at a standstill. Life and death stood eye to eye, their teeth clenched, fuming. I fooled one of these combatants who demands my iron will, begrudging its determination to succeed through an assault vested in physical fitness and exact nutritious collaborations. Sometimes a heavy dose of store-bought medication answered the call and subdued the troublesome aches that would often run rampant through my pores, doling out its brand of misguided officiating efficacy. Glorious submission to the jaws of pestilence, squeezing us onto our knees in defeat, like the follow-on from a dozen bottles of crispy, cold, tantalizing Budweiser beer, reaching every corner of the mouth, then hammering the brain cells to sleep. The funk was dancing in my head. I could neither tell light nor dark. I had only two brothers, delusions and hallucinations, who tried to repair the damage bound by stupidity. They knew the truth of my circumstances, the unwilling disdain I fought with to gain and halt a truce before disappearing into a bomb like a mellow fellow. I landed on this granite-like rock and wrestled the contents of its shapes and sizes. My allocation post-analysis was, I am not greater than the world. I am not fooled by its foolhardy gifts. These are transitory, like being unable to cope with the aftermath of life's vainglorious cocktail, as with Poe's character in The Telltale Heart. We must endeavor, desist from the negative effects of overhoping and land right side up rather than upside down with a frown which carves us up and dumps us into a sewage trench for parasites to feed on. Being constantly positive of spirit requires being a soul which is inherently pure and always will be capable exuding the vision of its lifelong goal. If you are just tuning in, I'm Stephen Pitters, and this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Folks, it is now time for you to relax and enjoy Maxie Ray Mills. Maxie, it's now your show.
Thank you, Stephen. I'm going to start off with a little song here. This is a song I think I wrote us last year. It's called She's Gone Again. Troubles, I got my tunes, I got no place that I gotta be. You're out late again, and there's nothing on TV. I can't wait to tell you just how I've been. And you're gone.
Right. Hey, that is a great piece.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, one of the things we were talking a little bit before we came on live, how did you get into being a singer-songwriter? songwriter, guitars. How did that come about?
I was very young. I was 5 years old when my sister, my older sister, had one of these little parties with all her friends, and you know, and they dressed up the garage and streamers and everything, and they had the black lights and the records were playing, and they wouldn't let me go out there. Little brother does not allowed to go out into sister's party, you know, mm-hmm. and. But when they would open the door, I could hear the Beatles.
The Beatles going back to the 60s.
Yeah, 63. This was in 63. And I hear the Beatles, and I thought right then, you know, that's just the most fascinating thing I ever heard. Well, I started taking guitar lessons from a fella named Trig Ward. He was local guitar hero, all around great, wonderful. You wonder how he did it. He did so many things. He had several jobs, and he taught guitar lessons and everything. And I took guitar lessons from Mr. Ward for 10 years. So from the time I was 6 until I was 16, every Thursday night, me and Mr. Ward would spend 30 minutes in my living room. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, at 16, things became, there was some things came a little bit more important than practice, you know, on Thursday night. But so I stopped taking lessons, but I always stayed in touch with Mr. Ward. And about 10 years after that, so I was probably 26 years old, and I kind of figured I started to figure out how to play the guitar. So it took 20 years for me to find a place where I recognized that I knew a little bit about what I was doing anyway. Mm-hmm. And I still haven't finished learning. I don't think you ever finished learning.
No, you don't.
But had a great time, yeah. Mr. Ward was absolutely by far and away, even though my father was a great man, Mr. Ward was absolutely the most influential person in my life. And I love him still today. Many years later, after I had moved to Spokane, I had a house that looked out onto some woods, and it was a really beautiful place. And I had gotten up early, and I was looking out the window at the woods, and I thought, you know, that old Mr. Ward, he's grown a forest full of guitar players. Mm-hmm. And then I went downstairs and got on my computer and found out that he had passed away, and it was just one of those magical moments in life when something happens that you can't really explain, but it really was more than just that one moment. He was a magical man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so.
Well, as you said, you know, a forest full of players. This is a great line. You know, I was thinking, okay, he's going, there's going to be a song with that idea that's, you know, floating through, because
that's
it just seems like
a
logical, you know, segue. Like, a forest. I mean, I can see the vision of this.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, I also work in elementary school, and I teach. And although the school would like to tell me how to teach, I only know one way, and that was the way that Mr. Ward taught me. And it was one step at a time, and make some mistakes, and keep going. There's no magic bullets to learn to play the guitar or learning math. Mm-hmm. It just takes some time.
Now, what grade do you teach?
I teach K through 6. Okay. I'm a para-ed, they call it. Mm-hmm. We used to call them teacher's helpers or something like that, but I do recess and I do bus line. Mm-hmm. But I often have a group of 3 or 4 kids that just need a little extra help. Mm-hmm. I also have some kids that have physical disabilities, and mm-hmm. some of them are behavioral issues.
Challenges.
Yeah,
challenges.
They are challenges. I see my face in every one of them, yeah. But, the first couple of years that I did the teaching, it was kind of hard for me, but I finally got in the groove of it, and I really love it now. It teaches me to be a good person, because that's what, you know, as a mentor and somebody who guides them through their days and their hallways and their mm-hmm. behaviors, I have to remind them what's the appropriate way to behave. Mm-hmm. And it's always a good reminder for me, too. So right. I think it makes me a better person.
Okay. Well, why don't we run through a song?
I will. If I can remember this one. This is a little song about... it's about my growing up with my daughter. I was a very young father, mm-hmm. and this is a little song about my daughter. Mm-hmm. 1st of December 1985, I drove down to Greenville, turned around, came back. She was standing there with her back to me. And I held her close to me, smelled her sweet, sweet breath, felt her touch my face, hold my hand. Different.
It's very, 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 very powerful songs, Maxie.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm really like, I just sit back and just taking it all in, and like I just start drifting, like just listening to, I mean, in the quality of your voice. Folks, this is the Spokane Open Poetry Program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. In the studio with me today is the noted musician Maxie Ray Mills. And if you'd like to be a guest, all you need to do is call 509-747-3807, leave your name and number, or go online on the stream at www.kyrs.org. Find the KYRS webpage, and you'll see the programming section, tip on that, and the Spoken Poetry Program will be one of the many that's listed, and just dash me an email and I will connect with you and bring you into the studio and have you to be heard around the country and around the world. One thing else, let me say before while I'm here. When you go to the KYRS webpage, there are many good things, one of which is the front end of a red car, and it says, donate your car, truck, and or boat, and all it takes is for you to call 855-597-7227 to arrange a free pickup, and you will get a tax receipt for your donation. So call again, 855-597-7227 to arrange that free pickup. Now let us get back to the wonderful music of Maxie Ray Mills. Maxie, at you.
Yeah, I have another song I want to do, but I just want to tell you a little bit about this fella. When I was growing up in a little town in East Texas, Greenville, Texas.
I know that name.
Yeah, you may have heard something about that town. It has a notorious past. As many of the towns in the South do, in my little town, in my age group, there was a fella who was the guitar player. He was the guitar. You know, there was only 15,000 people in this town, so mm-hmm. he was the guitar player. He was mm-hmm. a year older than me. His name's Perry Jones, and Perry was just he was the coolest guy. He was the greatest guitar player. Sang, played the guitar, and he's still a guitar player in Dallas and still plays around there, and he's in the blues community there. And I confer with him quite often on the internet. We trade messages back and forth quite often. And I got to talking to him one morning, and I said, you know, Perry, somebody needs to write a song about you. So I wrote this little song about my friend Perry. I call it the Uncle Jones Blues.
Okay. The Uncle Jones Blues.
Uncle Jones Blues, yeah. If there was a time when I thought I'd made my mind up about what I was supposed to do, well, it all came crashing down when at first I heard the sound that they sometimes call the blues. I got that boogie-woogie fever, my head has started to spin, my heart's a-beating over and over again. Back to bed, son, and in the morning you'll be fine. And my Uncle Jones, he told me you will find no glory sleeping away all your time. So get up on your feet, get out the door today, head out on the street and find some place to play. You're needing a correction, son. I have found it, you can find it too. Look deep down in the nighttime, underneath the light you'll find me playing the Uncle Jones's blues. Look deep down in the nighttime, underneath the light you'll find me playing the Uncle Jones's blues.
Joe's Blues. All right. We have about maybe 2.5-3 minutes here before we call it a day. So why don't you give us another song, and then we'll make our way out of here.
Yeah, a song my dad used to play for me all the time.
The Lazy River by the one and only Maxie Ray Mills. I'm Stephen Pitters, your host, and we have been delighted with your talent, sir. I'm glad you Good took Steve. It upon yourself to come and visit with us.
It was a nice visit we had.
Oh. A while, I can't remember. So, for Maxie Ray Mills, I'm Stephen Pitters, your host for the Spoken Open Poetry program here at KYRS Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And, folks, we are out of here. Okay.